Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor. Reuters, headline, 7 Chinese nationals tried to illegally enter Guam as U.S. tested missile, authorities say. All of that is head-spinning. 7 Chinese citizens were arrested on charges of illegally entering Guam around the time the U.S. Missile Defense Agency conducted a key missile interception test using a new radar, according to the Customs and Quarantine Agency. The agency said at least 4 of the people arrested, this is December 10 to 11, were found in the vicinity of a military installation. That's a quote. Guam has many such installations, including Anderson Air Force Base, where the December 10th missile test was conducted. This requires interpretation. I welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Guam is U.S. territory. So are the Northern Marianas, Saipan and Tinian. For more than a year, perhaps 2 years, Cleo has been teaching me about the vulnerability of U.S. territory to Chinese bad actors. And here it is in a Reuters headline. Cleo, a very good evening to you. Walking the story backwards, how did Chinese nationals arrive in Guam? Were they not challenged at the border? What does this mean that they were near a military facility? Good evening to you, Cleo.
Good evening. I think I'm going to have to write those guys a thank you letter. It's taken seven Chinese to finally get this onto the mainstream press here. They did. The timing was perfect. We've been covering this for a little while. The basic issue is that the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, which is part U.S. territory, part of the United States, includes the islands of Saipan and Tinian, sites of horrific battles during World War II, which led to them becoming a trust territory under the UN, which eventually led to them voting to join the United States, had some control over their own labor and immigration laws when they joined the U.S. because their economy was so different than the mainland U.S. And initially what happened was they had much, much lower payments for labor, and Chinese companies set up in Saipan in the garment sector so they could pay people substantially lower than in the rest of the U.S., but slap on a made in the USA label, and then that those garments could get shipped into the U.S. as made in the USA. The owners, to a large degree, were Chinese. The workers, to a large degree, were Chinese. But when the WTO let China join in 2001, that cut the bottom out of the garment sector, and the Chinese interest in Saipan and Tinian and the rest of CNMI, Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, shifted to casinos. And they started setting up some casinos, one first on Tinian, then that got shut down for dubious activity, and then one on Saipan. And the one on Saipan at its height, around 2016, that era, was running more money through it than the major casinos in Macau, in the billions. And one of the ways that that was facilitated was Chinese and at the time Russians, but that's not changed, could arrive in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas without a visa. So you just get off the plane, you get on the plane in Hong Kong or Macau, you get off the plane in the United States in Saipan without a visa. The Russian element of that was yanked, but Chinese still do not need a B1 or B2 visa to go to the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. That casino was shut down, the big one on Saipan, but a new casino has opened up on the harbor in Tinian, which is where the U.S. also happens to be putting in, renewing those Tinian Northfields airfields, the airstrips that were the busiest about 80 years ago this time where they were running the B-29s into over Japan. It was the first time the U.S. had airstrips under its control that were in range of mainland Japan. Those fields are now being resurrected. It's about a $400 million project by the Air Force. Tianjin is quite a small island. And on the port of that little small island is this brand new little Chinese casino, Chinese-linked casino. Again, the Chinese can arrive in CNMI without a visa. They are some of them doing this sort of gambling. Some of them are legitimate tourists, and others are getting on boats where they are illegally going to Guam. They can get to CNMI without a visa, but they're not supposed to leave CNMI. They're not supposed to leave Saipan or Tinian, but they are, and they have been for years. They're going to Guam, and we, as we've been reporting for years, we've been finding them on or near U.S. military installations in Guam.
So this has happened before. You,
many, many, many times.
You and others alerted Homeland Security about this. What does Homeland say about it?
So in November of last year, over 30 members of Congress, including Congressman Dunn of Florida, Senator Ernst, wrote to Secretary Mayorkas flagging this issue of Chinese being able to arrive in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas without a visa as a security issue, and specifically mentioned the concern that they had about them then illegally going to Guam, where they were found on U.S. military bases. And even the ones that some of the ones that don't leave the Saipan have been using the U.S. postal system for selling drugs. The woman that ran the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas was convicted specifically of selling driver's licenses, U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese. They're using their access to U.S. jurisdiction for, in some cases, criminal activity. But these over 30 members of Congress were specifically concerned about this issue, about them getting illegally to Guam and being near some of the most sensitive and important military installations the United States has in the Indo-Pacific region.
The Institute for the Study of War is much more candid about this than I see previously in Reuters anywhere. The quote, conducting espionage against U.S. military facilities, especially those with missile launch capabilities, could provide the PRC with potentially valuable intelligence. Guamian authorities said that all of the Chinese nationals arrived in the same boat from Saipan. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs did not immediately respond. Cleo, that could have been written by you at any time in the last 2 years. This is a puzzle. This is a puzzle that was you solved for them, and the U.S. government, the Biden administration, did nothing. Is that what we know?
So the letter that in response from Homeland, in response to the letter from the members of Congress, said that because Chinese tourists were contributing to the economy in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas in 2009, they thought that this was a good policy to continue. I'm not joking. They actually referenced some economic contribution 15 years ago as the reason for continuing. There has been a slight change, which is now Chinese will need sort of an electronic online application instead of just arriving without a visa. But there's still absolutely no reason they shouldn't require a B1 or B2 visa, just like every other Chinese tourist in every other part of the United States. And to make matters worse, there are some in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas who are actually pushing for a lifting of the cap on direct flights from mainland China to the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. So currently, there's a limit U.S.-wide on how many flights can go from mainland China into the U.S. And these groups, including the newly elected delegate to Congress, U.S. Congress from the Northern Marianas, wants sort of unlimited direct flights from mainland China into the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas with people who don't have a visa. Now, I have to say the governor is against this. The governor says, even if you're just looking at it on economic terms, China is not a reliable source. They use tourism for political means. We saw it with Palau, where they built up the tourism sector, then yanked the tourists in order to apply political pressure. So even if it's just economic, although he does raise security issues as well, this is not a good road to go down. The governor doesn't want this, but sectors within the society who may have ties to things you can imagine are pushing in another direction.
This missile test, it sounds like, oh, we test missiles all the time. No. The United States plans to create an air and missile defense network at 16 sites around the island of Guam in order to deter any missile attack on Guam by making it too complex and resource-intensive to carry out. The plan aims to integrate the most advanced U.S. missile defense systems and radars. Could cost as much as $10 billion over the next decade. The December test was successful, according to the Missile Defense Agency. They were not there for some casual, let's fire a rocket and see if it goes into orbit. They were there during a time of a test for defense of Guam. On the day the Chinese fire those DF-21 Guam killers that they boast about in their parade every year. Cleo, these seven Chinese nationals, they arrived in Saipan, they got in the same boat, and they went to Guam. And then some of them, four of them, were near a missile test. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes here. It's profound. Does Guam have defenses of this? Because you tell me this has been going on for years.
So I don't know. I mean, we've been told on background or, you know, sort of off the record without people wanting to be named previously. The difference now is that people are willing to go on the record and people are willing to report it, that this has been going on for a very long time. And just to give you a sense of the numbers, there was a report, an immigration lawyer in Saipan within the last month or two gave a public talk to the Rotary Club where he estimated that there were about 10,000 illegal or undocumented migrants in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas. Now, that's out of a total population of about 40 or 50,000. So there's the numbers are proportionally extremely high. And I would correlate that or I would overlap that with things that we know like Volt Typhoon, the cyber security penetration of Guam that was also detected. You know, if I was the PRC, not only would I try to put my people in place to start to gain economic and political influence like they have done in the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, but also to be in place so that, don't want to be horrible about this, but we've seen this happen in Afghanistan, for example, make sure that, you know, those pilots don't leave their beds if they're going to be part of an attack. You know, sort of if you've got that fifth column on the ground already, there's an enormous amount of damage you can do before even the fight begins. So it's extremely disconcerting. This is major national security risk. The Biden administration was alerted to it. This issue can be changed with the stroke of a pen by Homeland Security. Holman or Kristi Noem can change this in 5 seconds by requiring Chinese coming to the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas to have a visa like they require for everywhere else in the U.S. and to be sure that the cap on direct flights from mainland China into the U.S. stays in place.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Just Guam is U.S. territory. Northern Marianas, Saipan, and Tinian, U.S. territory. This is not foreign land we're talking about. This is China with the possibility of invading American territory without any documents. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.